Sometimes as Lutherans, well, all the times as Lutherans, there's always good things to read theologically. And tonight I'm going to share with you from a devotional book that I have, a devotional commentary written by Carl Manthe Zorn. Pastor Schultz, probably heard of Pastor Zorn, Carl Manthe Zorn, and his writing on the 23rd Psalm. Is a devotional commentary, and I would like to share that with you. Psalm 23. Christ, our good shepherd. Like all the Psalms, this one was inspired by the Holy Spirit. David, guided by and controlled by the Holy Spirit, wrote down these stirrings of his heart and mind. The Holy Spirit wants to breathe this psalm into your heart, so that you, child of God, moved by the Holy Spirit, may sing it as though it were your own. This precious psalm has three sections. The first is a lovely description of Christ. The second is an intimate conversation with Him. And the final section is a strong confession of faith in Him. So we begin with verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. So far the text. David sings, "The Lord is my shepherd." Who is this shepherd of whom David sings? It is the Lord on whom he called for help when he fell into a terrible sin and said, "Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness." It's when he had fallen into sin with Bathsheba. He is the Lord who said he would suffer, die, and rise again from the dead in Psalm 16 and Psalm 22. Who said he would ascend into heaven in Psalm 47 and would be seated at God's right hand in Psalm 110. David addresses him in our psalm like this: "The Lord is my shepherd. Indeed, this Lord is the Lord God of Israel." You also can say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Say it with me: "The Lord is my shepherd." Who is this Lord who is also your shepherd? He is the Lord about whom Isaiah writes. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young, in Isaiah chapter 40. He is the Lord about whom God the Father had the prophet Ezekiel write, "I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd." Ezekiel 34. "My servant David will be king over them, and they will all have one shepherd." From Ezekiel 37. He is the Lord about whom God the Father caused Zechariah to prophesy. "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me," declares the Lord God Almighty. "Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones." Zechariah 13. This is the Lord who says about himself, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep," from John 10. Here is how that sentence is expressed in the original Greek. "I am the shepherd, the good one." The shepherd, the good one, gives his life for the sheep. Yes, it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your good shepherd. He knows you and acknowledges you as his own. You know and can acknowledge him to be your shepherd, from John chapter 10. Surely, as often as you read, sing, or pray this psalm, you do so in grateful love toward your dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." So say it with me: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." Indeed, how can you want for any good thing if the Lord Jesus is your shepherd? Say with me the following: "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Just as a shepherd has his flock feed in lush green meadows and leads them to quietly flowing streams where they can safely drink good water, so my Jesus guides me, so our Jesus guides us, to a place where we can find rest for our soul and where we find every grace. He leads us to the word of grace, to his gospel, where we find assurance that our sins are forgiven and where we are promised and given eternal life and salvation. And there the shepherd gives us the Holy Spirit so that by faith in the gospel and by the riches of God's grace, we rejoice and live in joy. He restores my soul. Say with me, he restores my soul. He restores my soul. My shepherd causes my poor sinful soul to experience a new birth. You too will want to pray. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He guides me on the road to heaven and will bring me safely there. He will cause all things in my life to work together for good, from Romans 8:28. He carefully diverts my steps from the broad way that ends in hell and destruction and leads me on the narrow way that all Christians must travel, the road of justification and sanctification. And he will surely do this, for his name is Jesus, Savior and Sanctifier. Trust him to shepherd you. We'll go to verses 4 and 5. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The way to heaven leads through valleys and deep, shadowy gorges, through periods of deep and horrible darkness, where there is no sun, no star of hope, where death and destruction lie in wait. But even in such places, we need fear no evil, because the Lord is with us, our precious Savior. He is our rod and our staff. They comfort us. The Lord uses them to guide us and to ward off all evil. What are the Lord's rod and staff? They are the Savior himself. For he himself guides and protects us. He supports and carries us. Enemies are everywhere. Enemies on the outside. Enemies within me. The devil, the world, and my own sinful flesh are bent on destroying me. But you, my Lord Jesus, have set a table for me where the resentful eyes of my enemies can watch. Anointing my head with oil in anticipation of the feast, and filling the cup of my joy to the brim. Grace, grace, and more grace. Peace and joy are mine. They are there for me in your word and sacraments. They are there for us in his word and sacraments, along with the Holy Spirit. Our enemies cannot harm us, however much they may threaten. And now take to heart the promise that must gladden every believer. Surely goodness and love, goodness and mercy, will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dear ones, you are on the road to heaven, and your faithful shepherd walks beside you. Continue to read God's word, and let your eyes be anointed by the Holy Spirit. Now look back. What do you see following you, hard on your heels? No, it's nothing evil, nothing menacing. It's only God's goodness and mercy. Like two angels sent by God himself. Yes, dear Christians, you can apply these words to yourself without a shred of doubt. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. Oh, with what joyful confidence you can pursue your pilgrimage heavenward, for Jesus, your good shepherd, accompanies you all the way. Repeat the last verse of the psalm I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What is the house of the Lord? It is the congregation of the ever-living God, the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, all of Christendom here on earth, which the Holy Spirit calls through the gospel, gathers, enlightens, sanctifies, and keeps with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. It is the holy city, the new Jerusalem, that God will cause to descend from heaven, adorned as a bride to meet her husband. In the Lord's house, you will remain all the days on earth and beyond for all eternity. What is this house of the Lord? It is our Father's home and your home too. It is our eternal dwelling. And the words from an old hymn. Lord, my shepherd, take me to thee. Thou art mine, I was thine, even ere I knew thee. I am thine, for thou hast bought me. Lost I stood, but thy blood, free salvation, brought me. Thou art mine, I love and own thee. Light of joy, ne'er shall I from my heart dethrone thee. Savior, let me soon behold thee face to face. May thy grace evermore enfold me. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.